This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
There's a woman from Russia who lives in Amherst, New York. I can't even pronounce her name. All I can do is spell it. She talks about comparing how different people relate to pressure, how people relate to stress. And she carries with her all the time, she talks about it in her article, she carries one of those things I'd never heard of before. It's called Tide to Go. It's a thing you take stains out. She says, I carry it around. I'm like a superhero with my Tide to Go. And I clean out spots on people's clothes. And she has a kind of little OCD about cleanliness. And then, but here she writes this. I thought this was really interesting. When life is falling apart, the British face it with a stiff upper lip and a cup of tea. The Russians drown their sorrows in vodka. The Americans practice denial through antidepressants and tranquilizers. And we, the control freaks, clean. Our tides to go are the faithful little helpers on the road to immaculately sparkling and orderly environment, which we will eventually lead to immaculately sparkling and orderly life. No, it won't. No, it won't. It's the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from sin. It's the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from sin, and we tend to forget that. Gore Vidal was a writer that I never was a follower of. I'm familiar with him. I don't even know if Gore Vidal is still alive. He wrote a play years ago called The Best Man. It was a struggle in the play. The story was about someone running for president. There's an aging ex-president in the play, and he asked one of the candidates running for president, Bill, do you believe in God? Bill answers, I was confirmed in the Episcopal Church. The ex-president says, that's not what I asked you. Do you believe in God? Do you believe a day of judgment? Do you believe in an afterlife? Both politicians agreed that really they didn't believe too much and that all of this was pious jargon that was useful for their political campaigns. You know, it just helps us get votes to talk about believing in God. Then the ex-president confessed to Bill. He said, I'm dying of cancer. And I want to tell you, son, I'm scared to death. I want to tell you I'm dying of cancer and I'm scared to death. Why is it that people have to face death before they start fearing God? Why is it that a man has to come to the end of his life before he discovers why he was put here? Why is it a woman has to come near the end of her life or have a brush with death in order to realize I was put here for a reason? And God says, I want to have a relationship with you. I want to walk with you. I want to be your God and you be my people. I want to be a father to you and you be my son and daughter. And for some of you, that's hard, as I said 2 weeks ago, but picture the greatest example of a loving father you can think of. Multiply it 1,000 times and you still haven't begun to capture what God the Father is like. The message today is God has challenged you and challenged me to fear him. And if that offends you, why does it offend you when you're afraid of Facebook and you're afraid of what people think of you and you're afraid of disease and you're afraid of war and you're afraid of the economy, but we don't fear the one who loves us. We don't have reverence or respect for the one who died for us. What a difference it can make in your life to start fearing God and start cleansing the contaminants out of your life. 4 of them today: anger, resentment, bitterness, and envy. What a difference a day could make in your life this day. What a difference a day makes if you say, I'm going to start dealing with those 4 things today in Christ.
Well, you can hear this message again on Cross Hope by going to crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.